Partners and Peers for Diabetes Care is hosting a Diabetes Expo Saturday, November 8th, from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. This free event provides workshops and entertainment as well as education about healthy choices for life with diabetes. I spoke with diabetes educator Claire Blum to learn more about the expo. You're an expert on diabetes care, and you help people all the time set up lifestyle changes and things to help them deal with this chronic disease that is affecting their entire life. How do you get the information out to people?
Well, sometimes it's a challenge to get information out to people about diabetes because, well, there's lots of information available on the internet, but to actually connect with them and get information to them where they can feel like we're there to support them and give them the tools that they need. Sometimes I have a hard time getting people to come out to educational opportunities because they have had experiences in the past that were not supportive, and so they're hesitant to be involved again. So we appreciate it when we can, you know, do something like this that's open to the community, and you can just kind of come and feel the warm atmosphere of the Partners and Peers organization and what we're trying to do to support the community. Almost everyone on our board of directors has diabetes, and most of the presenters at the Diabetes Expo have diabetes. So we're sharing from our own experience, and that touches people because they understand that we know what we're talking about because we also have to live it.
Type 1 and type 2 diabetes both impact the body in a very significant way, but it seems to me like everyone's journey with diabetes is a little bit different.
Yes, indeed. It's always different, and the treatment isn't always the same. You know, sometimes you go to a doctor and they have one kind of treatment that says this is how we treat it, and if it doesn't work for you, then the doctor may make you feel like you're not doing everything right, or that you're, you know, if you would lose weight or if you would exercise more or if you would only do this, you would be fine. And they do not look at all the different supportive tools and medications and resources that are available for this patient to uniquely craft a treatment plan that works for them. So we do have that a lot of times where people are very discouraged because they haven't really received the help and support that they need.
In many cases, no matter what they do, they will still face diabetes for the rest of their lives.
Yes, in most cases, that is the way it is. Diabetes is a progressive disorder. It doesn't go away, but it can be managed and controlled. It's been said that the leading cause of death is amputations and heart attacks and different things related to the complications of diabetes. But we like to say that the leading cause of death is uncontrolled diabetes, because if it's controlled, you can live long and well with diabetes. And as a matter of fact, at the expo, we will have some individuals who have lived with diabetes for 50 years or more, and they will be receiving special awards at that time, because it does take a lot of courage and commitment to live well with diabetes, and we're highlighting that. Dr. Huffman will be giving a presentation on the secrets of people who live long and well with diabetes, and that's the message we want to give out, is that, yes, we do have diabetes, and it's not something we really want to have, but it is something that we can live well with and we can manage and control with the support of a community and the resources and the tools that are available to you. Everyone can live well with diabetes.
That community support can be just absolutely vital, because in many cases, if you get a diagnosis of diabetes as a child, the parents are going to be very involved in helping to make that child's life as good as possible. A lot of times as an adult, you may be the only person in your household who is now facing dietary restrictions and lifestyle changes and activity and medications that are going to litter your shelves until you get the correct balance that works for you. And you're kind of doing it alone. No matter how supportive your family may be, they're not inside you. They're not dealing with it.
That's very right. And, you know, my husband's a nurse, and he's very supportive of me with my diabetes. And I work with diabetes all the time. I work with patients who have diabetes on a daily basis. And actually, they are very nurturing to me as well, because we're supporting each other on our journeys. But I still get out. We have a diabetes sisters support group in Chattanooga where the women get together. And actually, the diabetes sisters are the ones that will be running the the expo for us. And it's such a supportive space. And as a healthcare provider, I need it just as much as they do, because our journeys with diabetes require that. We see our doctors for maybe 5 to 15 minutes, 3 or 4 times a year, and that's all we get. And we have to live with diabetes 100% of the time. So we really need ideas and resources and encouragement and inspiration from other people who have to face the same challenges every day. Those who don't have diabetes really don't get it.
Now, this expo that's coming up is Saturday, November 8th. What can you expect if you do attend the expo?
You can expect to have a lot of fun and being within a supportive space. We're going to start it out with line dancing and the Big Blue Test. So the Big Blue Test is an initiative by the Diabetes Hands Foundation, and it's an international campaign to raise awareness of the ways that activity can reduce the blood glucose levels. So we're going to highlight that with some activity and check the blood glucose before and after. And when we log that in to their website, money is donated to the Diabetes Hands Foundation to be distributed to different organizations, nonprofit organizations worldwide that support people who are underprivileged and are underserved populations of diabetes. So you may see some children who get insulin once or twice a week. They have to stand in line to get that insulin. These are the kind of resources that are made available because of the Big Blue Test and the grant funding that's available from it. After that, there's going to be workshops and there's going to be expo where you have lots of vendors there showing the latest and the greatest tools and, you know, things that you can use to help manage your diabetes. We have doctors that will be there to check feet and eyes and neurologists and certified diabetes educators, so you can ask lots of questions. Just a lot of interesting workshops. We have cooking demonstrations for diabetes-friendly meals and snacks. Both of the chefs have diabetes themselves. I think there's a lot of fun there. We're going to end it with Movement Arts Collective is going to be doing the belly dance Big Blue Test at the end. So I think there's a lot of fun there, and we just want you to come and enjoy it.
And where is this located?
It's located at the First Church of the Nazarene, which is on North Terrace. We will have some signs out so that you can get your way around from South Terrace onto North Terrace to where the location of the church is. If anybody knows where the old Jewish Community Center is, that's where the First Church of the Nazarene is. It's the Jewish Community Center is right next door now, and the facility we're in has a big gym and lots of space for having an expo.
Is this free?
The event is free of charge to the public. There will also be door prizes and additional tickets for the door prizes for participation in the different activities. So, yes, come. We have lots of people who are donating the door prizes, and I think there'll be something fun for everyone.
The Diabetes Expo, Healthy Choices for Life with Diabetes, is this Saturday, November 8th, from 11 to 3:30 at Chattanooga First Church of the Nazarene, located at 5455 North Terrace in Chattanooga. Call 423-505-0588 to learn more. This event is free and open to the public. More information about diabetes can be found at partnersandpeers.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.